I call Senate Resources to order. Today is Monday, March 18th. The time is 3:33 p.m. Present committee members today, Vice Chair Senator Dyson, Senator Bishop, Senator Mickey, Senator French, and myself, Senator Giesel. Today we are hearing from the governor's nominees for the Board of Fisheries and the Big Game Commercial Services Board and taking public testimony on those appointments. We're going to start out today with the governor's appointment to the Board of Fisheries. There's one individual, Mr. Reed Morisky. Mr. Morisky, I understand you're online at the Anchorage LIO. Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here at the LIO. This is Reed Morisky.
Very good. Thank you. We have your application here before us. Why don't you go ahead and identify yourself for the record, and then tell us about your interest in and qualifications for this particular appointment.
Okay, this is Reed Morisky, Fairbanks, Alaska. And my interest in this is that I have followed fisheries issues for a good portion of the time that I've lived here in Alaska, particularly in the last 10 years. I'm a past member of the Sport Fish and Guide Services Task Force, and I advocate for responsible sport fishing industry. I've just completed my first week of Board of Fishery meetings where we dealt with some very contentious Area M fisheries proposals. And I was raised in a family that values fishing and the outdoors. My brother's a commercial fisherman who has fished in Alaska for several decades. And over the years, I've learned from him the challenges that commercial fishermen in Alaska face. And I also have a sport fishing guide business that I've run for 27-plus years. And so I believe I have a broad background in fisheries issues.
All right. Very good. Questions from committee members for Mr. Morisky?
I have a question.
Senator Machicki.
Since I see no others. Mr. Morisky, this is Senator Machicki, and I see a couple of written testimony here in support. I don't see anyone having an issue with you being on the board. Of course, a letter from Mr. Skezny is somewhat questionable, but I mean that in jest. The question I have is what I'm going to have for all Board of Fish folks, and it doesn't matter. You know, I'm a commercial fisherman, but was the mayor of Sport Fish in Town for years and support both sides. Do you feel, honestly, Mr. Morisky, that you can face issues on both sides in absolute fairness, which I know is a tough question for some, but shouldn't be for someone on the Board of Fish?
Well, I believe I can make fair decisions, and even though I have a background in sport fishing, I'm very close to my brother, and I followed his commercial fishing and what that means to the commercial fishing industry, and I don't have any axes to grind. I realize that the commercial fishing industry is a legitimate industry in Alaska. It's very important. It has a large economic base, but so does sport fishing. And I would like to bring a balanced approach to this, and I have an open mind, and I'm willing to hear all sides, and I look forward to dealing with those issues with the Board of Fish.
Follow-up, Senator Machicki?
Oh, I'm sorry. I do. I appreciate that very much. I myself can't fathom a state without both industries remaining very healthy, and appreciate your answer. Thank you.
Senator Faircloth had a question also.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I apologize if this question's been asked.
And please let the record reflect that Senator Faircloth has joined us.
Mr. Morisky, thank you for placing your name before the public for appointment to a board that can have some pretty spectacular meetings. I am wondering how you view your responsibilities on the Board of Fish. Who do you believe that you're serving? Is it the governor? Is it the legislature? Is it your community? Or as Senator Machicki alluded to, do you see yourself more favoring commercial fishing or sports fishing? Could you speak to that just a bit?
Okay, I understand that being from Fairbanks and also having a sport fish guide business, that there will be some that will view me as leaning that way, and just as there's others on the board that have a commercial fishing background, and they may lean that way. However, I believe you'll see it, my performance in the last meeting there, that I listened to all sides and delved into all the issues, everything from mesh depth to the genetic study of where the fish may or may not be going, and these are very complicated issues, and there's no pat answer to these. So I'd like to think that I'm going to bring a sense of exploration to this, to really delve into these subjects and find out what the core issues are, because there's a lot more going on than just the perception that it's sport versus commercial. There's things happening in the environment, possibly that might be affecting these fish runs. So it's going to take some shared responsibility here to bring a lot of these things to a solution.
Follow up, Senator Faircloth.
Thank you, Mr. Mariski. You have letters of support that absolutely outline the fairness that you bring to the table, and that you are well-read on the topics that are presented before you, and that you ask those fair questions. But for those listening today, they may not have the same packet that we have been reviewing with those comments on there. So if you could then talk to me about your independence as a board member and how that will balance what the Department of Fish and Game will tell you is gospel from their perspective. If they tell you that something should be closed or something should be open, how will you remain independent and on behalf of the legislature make sure that Alaskans' voices are heard?
Okay. Well, I do greatly respect the work that the Department of Fish and Game does in the manner of figuring out biologically and scientifically what is going on. However, there's a number of things that they, you know, when it comes to allocation and seasons and bag limits and that kind of thing, that is the board's purview that the board would have a responsibility to deal with. Now, in regards to the department, both in their commercial and their sport divisions, it's not only the board's responsibility but the public's to work through that information. And I'm not saying it's suspect at any particular time, but it's information that you know, they've done their best to determine if it's accurate and whatnot. But there's, you know, this, it just needs to be looked at, and you know, for escapements and for run sizes, and there's just a lot of different things to consider. So I will respect the department for the information that they've gathered and provide, but all the while understanding that it needs to be looked at full spectrum.
Follow-up, Senator Faircloth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Mariski, the board has in front of it, or will have in front of it, proposal number 28, speaking about advisory committees. So I have a twofold question. One, could you talk to me about the value of an advisory, the advisory committees, and then how you'll perceive that information, and should it be included as a voice or a voting member as the Board of Fisheries meets?
Well, I definitely look at the AC votes and also their comments. They bring a lot to the table. And there are so many ACs across the state that, in my mind, we need to look at that information and see how they feel. And also, you have the different ACs from adjacent areas and how they relate to each other, so you can kind of see a pattern or get an idea of what's going on in that region. So I definitely use that information.
Senator Faircloth.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. More specifically, do you think that they should have a voting role or an advisory role? Should they participate in the meetings, or how do you view that?
Well, as far as voting, I cannot speak to that. That may dilute the board process, or it may not. I don't know enough about what they have in mind there. But you know, they have come and testified before the board before, and you know, that carries a little more weight than maybe other testimony because it's from the AC.
Follow up, Senator Faircloth.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Mr. Morski, how I understand Proposal 28 is that the ACs would have formal recognition, that they're already referred to inside of Alaska regulation, and this is an invitation or at least a suggestion to the Board of Fish that we should have one delegate from each AC across Alaska, so if there are important issues that affect their stock in some way, that they would be able, if the Board of Fishery were going to take up an amendment, that they would be able to participate in that discussion and defend a perspective that might otherwise not be there after the public comment period had closed. So if you were in a formal committee meeting, that there would be other voices able to provide a view of Alaskans from a different region if the proposed amendment that the Board of Fisheries was offering was affecting that particular region. And if you just have any other comments, that's my understanding of 28, and I would just say that I read it quickly.
Okay, so they would, I don't have a problem with them, with what you've described.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Further questions from committee members? Okay, we have some folks, I believe, on the line interested in testifying on this appointment. I'm going to guess that Ricky Geese, who is in the Anchorage LIO, is interested in speaking to this appointment. Mr. Geese, is that true?
Yes, my name is Ricky Geese. I'm the executive director of Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, located in Soldotna, Alaska. We're a 501c3 nonprofit fishery corporation. We look towards sustainable fisheries management of the state of Alaska. We're in full support of Reed Mariski, his appointment to the Board of Fisheries and confirmation. We observed his first meeting on the board during a contentious Area M meeting where there was lots of different factions. We found him to be approachable on issues. He discussed issues, listened well, read through all the voluminous information that gets brought before board members, listened well during the public testimony, had good questions during the committee process, were another avenue in which the Board of Fisheries seeks out new information from both ACs and members of the general public, and then was very thoughtful in the deliberations of the various proposals that were brought forth. I thought he did a very good job during his first meeting, and we look forward to his service on the board for years to come.
Thank you, Mr. Geese. We have several other folks. I believe Reuben Henke there, also in the Anchorage LIO. Mr. Henke, were you wishing to testify on Mr. Mariski?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Go ahead and proceed.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Reuben Henke. I live in Soldotna. My wife and I own Harry Gaines Kenai River Fishing on the banks of the Kenai River. I'm here today to voice my support for Reed Mariski. I've known Reed for several years, had the opportunity to work with him on the guide task force several years ago. I saw him in action at the last Area M meeting. I found that he's a very approachable individual and very, very easy to communicate with, and I believe he's going to make an excellent addition to the Board of Fish. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Mr. Henke, I didn't mention this before, but and you guys are doing a great job. 2 minutes is the limit on the testimony. I believe Art Nelson is there, also at the Anchorage LIO. Did you wish to speak on this appointment, Mr. Nelson?
Yes, Madam Chair, I do.
All right, go ahead and proceed.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Art Nelson. I am the Policy and Outreach Director for Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. I have worked on Western Alaska fishery issues for about 20 years now, and including about 6 years on the Board of Fisheries. Here to support Reed and his confirmation. I didn't know him before he got named for this vacancy, but met him for the first time at the meeting the board had just last month. And like the others who have spoken to it, I thought Mr. Marisky did a great job of jumping right into a very contentious meeting. I think out of the board's 3-year rotation, that's probably the second toughest meeting out of all of them in general. And he did a good job of hitting the ground running. So fully support his confirmation, and I hope you will too. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much for your testimony. We'll go now to the Nome LIO. Charlie Lean is in the Nome LIO. Mr. Lean, can you hear us?
Yes, I do, and you know, I'd like to start.
Feel free to introduce yourself, and 2 minutes, please.
Yeah. My name is Charlie Lean. I'm the vice chair of the Northern North and Sound Advisory Committee. I'm the current director of NSEDC, Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation's Fisheries Research and Development Group. I'm a retired ADF&G area manager for fisheries and a federal manager as well. I've attended Board of Fish meetings since the late 1970s. I don't have anything really to contradict what's been said. I watched Reed Marisky in his first Board of Fish meeting. I was impressed. He had very little time to prepare. I spoke with him. I saw him speak to all sides of the issue, different people, and in his composure and his fairness. And his questions indicated that he'd really prepared for this meeting. And most importantly, I thought he was able to express what he saw when he made his decisions, what his analysis helped him to conclude. And that's really important for building a record, and that's, it really gives people the feeling that attention. So I just wanted to say I think he's really sharp, takes his job seriously. He's the right guy for the job. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony. One last person interested in testifying on this appointment, and that's Monty Roberts at the Kenai LIO. Mr. Roberts, are you there?
Yes, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Monty Roberts. I'm from Soldotna, Alaska. I own a fishing guide business in Soldotna, and I'd like to support the appointment of Reed Marisky, and for a lot of the same reasons that have already been mentioned, but also in addition, I feel like the area of the interior is often underrepresented on the Board of Fish. I'm glad to see that you've got a professional who's interested and dedicated and knows a lot about the interior fisheries and will help the board make good decisions on those areas. So I support Reed Marisky. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roberts, for your testimony. Looks like someone else also wanting to testify is Heath Hilliard at the Anchorage LIO. Mr. Hilliard, are you there?
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Heath Hilliard. I'm the Executive Director of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization, representing charter operators and lodge owners throughout Southeast Alaska. And I'm here on behalf of SEGO to testify in full support for Mr. Marisky's appointment. Our organization had an opportunity to work very closely with the governor's office in this appointment, and we have been very impressed with his performance thus far. I do know a number of my board members are quite familiar with Mr. Marisky, and we are very confident that he will represent Alaskans very well on the Board of Fish, will be fair and balanced, and will balance not only the interests of commercial and sport interests, but also be very balanced when it comes to conservation and economic considerations as the board takes various proposals. So with that, we're in full support.
Great. Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Hilliard. Is there anyone else here in the room or online that wishes to testify on this Board of Fisheries appointment?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
We have two in Fairbanks.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Could you repeat your name? Excuse me?
Madam Chair, my name is Virgil Empfenauer. I'm at the LIO in Fairbanks.
All right, and you wish to speak to the appointment of Mr. Marisky?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Please, welcome. 2 minutes, please. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Virgil Umfenauer. I serve as the chairman of the Fairbanks Fish and Game Advisory Committee. I also spent 8 years on the Board of Fisheries myself. Our advisory committee worked hard to get Mr. Mariski appointed to this appointment, and we fully support him. I didn't attend the Area M meeting, Board of Fish meeting, in person, but I did listen to the deliberations portion on the computer, and Mr. Mariski did an excellent job at, and I disagree with Art Nelson, this is the worst Board of Fish meeting that a Board of Fish member participates in, the one that pertains to Area M, because they're harvesting, all the fish they harvest in the month of June are headed to Western Alaska, where fisheries are severely restricted, and some of them even closed. And so that, to me, is the toughest meeting of all. But anyway, Mr. Mariski brings a perspective to the board that hasn't been on the board for a while, and I think he is an excellent Board of Fish member. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Umfenauer. David Miller is also there in the Fairbanks LIO. Did you wish to speak to this Board of Fisheries appointment, Mr. Miller?
Yes, I do, Madam Chairman. Thank you. My name is David Miller from Fairbanks, Alaska. I've known Reed for a number of years. I worked with Reed. I'm also I don't belong to any organizations, but I am a sport and a subsistence fisherman. Reed is the perfect person for this job. He's honest, intelligent, fair, passionate, and caring. He has the ability to listen and to hear both sides of an argument. And I fully support Reed and think he's an excellent appointment to the Board of Fish. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Miller, for your testimony. Is there anyone else in the room or online? Please come forward. Welcome. If you would identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Becca Robbins just declared. I'm representing the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association, and I did sign up outside the room, so you have my name written there as well. We're an association of subsistence and commercial fishermen the length of the Yukon River in Alaska, and I'll just echo the sentiments of those who spoke before me and say we also support Mr. Mariski. We had the privilege of working with him at the most recent Area M meeting, and I think our experience is along the lines of those that you've heard previously, and we wholeheartedly support him. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony. Anyone else online or in the room that wishes to testify on Reed Mariski's appointment to the Board of Fisheries? Seeing none, I'll close public testimony. In accordance with AS 1605221 and 3905080, the Resources Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to the joint session for consideration. Board of Fisheries, Reed Mariski, Fairbanks. This does not reflect an intent of any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions. We'll take a brief at ease while members sign this document. back on the record. Next, we're going to hear the governor's appointments to the Big Game Commercial Services Board. First person up is Ms. Karen Poley, and she's here in the room with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
If you would introduce yourself for the record, and then tell us about your interests and qualifications for this position.
Okay. My name is Karen Poley. I'm currently serving on the board. This will be my reappointment to the board. I have an interest in resource management and big game. I represent the general public. I've been an Alaska citizen for, I guess it's about 45 years. So I represent the general public, which is a all-encompassing, and I see my position as that of working to assure that the resources are well managed in the big game guide industry.
Very good. Questions from committee members for Ms. Pauley? Yes, Senator French.
Can you just tell us, give us a few words about your experience on the board, whether you've enjoyed it, what parts you enjoy the most, maybe some parts you don't enjoy as much?
It's been an interesting experience. The first meeting is, for any new board member, is a little overwhelming. But having 3 years' experience, I'm beginning to enjoy working with making sure the meetings go smoothly. I'm currently been elected as vice chair of the board, so I assist the chair in assuring the meetings go well. I've worked with, I forgot to tell you a little bit about my qualifications. I worked in education for 25 years, in both from being a teacher to Alaska school administrator. I worked for the University of Alaska as well. During that time, I worked with regulations, and so this gives me a background in working with regulations. I also served on the Professional Teaching Practices Commission, so I have experience in professional licensing with the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. So that's why when I was asked to consider this appointment, I thought, well, these two things would give me some background to serve in this capacity.
You know, Ms. Pauley, we're hearing a lot about the concept of limiting the number of big game guides in certain areas of the state. What do you think about that concept? What are your thoughts?
Well, the guide board has supported that effort. There are proposals that federal lands require. We have members on the board who support, you know, represent native landholders, and I think we're just haven't processed the state land concessions. It probably should have been done a while ago, but I think it's important to get it done for the future of the guiding industry.
Okay, thank you. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you for serving and re-up for it. Can you give me a kind of a short summary what the purview of the Big Game Commercial Services Board is?
We approve licenses and work with the Department of Community Regional Affairs to approve licenses, to suspend or revoke licenses, and there are several classifications of licenses. We also work with the Department of Commerce and Economic Development to do the testing. Both there's a written test and a practical test, and we have a not totally official education program, but we do provide seminars, and we do require some licensees who are on probation for violations to attend seminars at our meetings so that we begin to expand the education of the guides.
Follow up,
Senator Jackson.
Yeah, protecting confidentiality. Can you give us an idea of some of the more outrageous things that have caused you to revoke licenses?
Well, the more outrageous things usually go through the court system first and are either, you know, admitted and the license is revoked through a consent agreement, or if it isn't, then we have a hearing and revoke the license. And there have been issues such as illegal taking of game, products going across state and federal lines without the appropriate authority. Things like that have been the kinds of things that we've revoked licenses on. But a lot of the revocations are go through the court system first, and it makes it much more clear for us to revoke a license.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further questions for Ms. Poli? Is there? Yes, of course, Senator Bishop.
I like your background. Vocational education.
That's true.
I like your background, the merchant marine skipper.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Is there anyone online or in the room that wishes to testify on the appointment of Ms. Karen Poli to the Big Game Board? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony on this appointment. Any further comments from committee members? All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Poli.
Thank you.
The next person on our list of appointees is Mr. James Tom Atkins. And Mr. Atkins is on the phone in the Anchorage LIO. Mr. Atkins, can you hear us?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Welcome.
James Atkins, and I'm honored to be here before this committee and glad to answer your questions.
Great. Thank you for taking the time. Mr. Atkins, could you describe briefly your interest and your qualifications for this appointment?
Okay. Madam Chairman, I'm a 40-year Alaska resident. I've been flying the Alaska Peninsula for over 30 years as a pilot and guide and licensed transporter. I have made a business out of basically transporting in the last few years, but I'm also a resource person. My big concern is a resource, but I have enjoyed the outdoors and the camaraderie with the guides and the hunters of Alaska, and I felt maybe it's time to pay back. I was approached by two previous board members to fill a spot, and I thought that I was committed to do that, so I put in the application, and that's the reason you're talking to me today. But mainly, I've enjoyed the outdoors so much that I think it needs to be looked after, and if I can help in that way, I'd be glad to do it.
Very good. Thank you for your willingness to serve. Committee members, any questions for Mr. Atkins? Yes, Senator French.
Mr. Atkins, like most of us, like all of us, really, we thank you for stepping forward and being willing to serve. Part of your job may require you to stand in judgment of someone you've known through your professional contacts or someone who's in the same business that you are in as a transporter. Do you feel comfortable being able to do that?
Through the chair, yes, that's not a problem. I, like I said, I'm a resource person. I'm also a law and order person, and if you break the law or bend the rules and I have a say-so in it, your friendship's not going to really matter that much. I hope that I never get in that spot, but if it comes about, there'll be no problem.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Further questions, committee members? Yes, Senator Faircloth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Atkins, thank you for placing your name before the public for consideration. I'm just looking at your conflict of interest answer, and others had answered yes to this particular question. It says, could you or any members of your family be affected financially by decisions to be made by the Border Commission for which you are applying? And you answered no. The others I noticed, or at least one other, if not two, have answered yes to that because they were involved either as a pilot or somewhere else. So could you just explain that answer, why you believe that you're not financially affected? And I do see that you're retired, so maybe it's a less important in your economic well-being.
Through the chair, I'm struggling a little bit here. I'm not a public speaker. You've probably grown to know by now. I answered no to that question because I don't see any conflict of interest. I'm a retired, basically I was an electrician all my life and used to do the guiding and flying to subsidize construction work. There's nobody else in my family that's in any type of outdoor business or has any relationship with my business. So that's the reason I answered no. Maybe I'm not answering your question right, but I'm sorry if I'm not. That's my answer.
Mr. Adkins, do you still pilot or guide now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. No further questions.
I'm sorry. Through the chair. Yes, I do. I'm a licensed air taxi. I've been 135 air taxi since 1999. I've held a guide license since 1989, I think it was. I'm not sure. Pardon me for that. And I have a small air taxi. I've got about 9,000 hours in a Piper Super Cub flying mostly to the Alaska Peninsula. Most of my clientele are small guides that don't have planes, and then I do some drop-off hunts for resident Alaskans.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. Further questions? I have a question for you, Mr. Adkins. The guide concession area concept, that idea of limiting the number of guides in certain areas to reduce the hunting pressure, how do you feel about that idea? Have you given it any thought?
Through the chair, I have given this a lot of thought, and I've struggled with it deeply. I understand that we need to limit the number of guides. It's a tough decision. I have made so many friends in this industry. Some are young, just getting started. Some have been in it longer than I have. And there's a chance that the young guys won't get involved, won't continue to be involved in this industry. And there's a chance that some of the older guys will be left out due to some of the language in the prospectus that DNR has written up. I think that the DNR proposal is very strict. I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's going to make liars out of some of us. I'm not one who will be applying for a guide area, but it's very strict on the on the answers. It's a little too, in my estimation, a little too hard. There's stuff in there that really doesn't apply, but I understand the reason behind it. And there is a need, there is a conflict in certain areas. I see it very seldom in the areas that I hunt, but I've seen it in other areas where there was a conflict between the public, the guides, and the number of guides that were on a certain area. And again, I'm a resource person, so I'm concerned about the resource too. I watched the Mulchatna caribou herd disappear out there, and I feel deeply troubled by that. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your answer. Committee members, any further questions? Then we'll open public testimony. Is there anyone in the room or on the phone interested in testifying on the appointment of Mr. James Tom Adkins to the Big Game Commercial Services Board? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. Committee members, any further comments? All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Adkins. We're going to go on now to the next person. Up for appointment, and that's James David Jones. And I believe Mr. Jones is on the phone at the Kodiak LIO. Are you there, Mr. Jones?
I'm here in Kodiak. This is James David Jones. I've always gone by my middle name, David. That's what most people know me by.
All right, great. Well, welcome. Could you open up by just identifying yourself, tell us about your interest in and your qualifications for the appointment to this board?
You bet. Again, my name's James David Jones. Everybody calls me Dave or David. I've lived in Kodiak since I came up here in 1977, and the reason I came up was to fly as an air taxi pilot. which I did for several years, and I moved into commercial fishing, sport fish guiding, and recently I've become a licensed game transporter. Although throughout my history here, I've participated in transporting hunters and fishermen as an air taxi pilot and licensed Coast Guard licensed captain. So I have a longer background in the hunting and fishing and outdoor activities than my short term here as a licensed big game transporter. I was approached by some other members, retiring members of the Big Game Commercial Services Board, and asked to put my name forward. They thought I might do a good job there, and I don't have a lot of experience in this area. I'm kind of at the outside looking in, but I look forward to serving on the board, and I hope I can help the people of Alaska.
Very good. Thank you for your willingness to serve. Committee members, any questions for Mr. Jones? Yes, Senator French has a question.
Thanks again, Mr. Jones. Thanks for stepping forward. Have you attended any meetings of the Commercial Services Board?
Yeah, I was at this last board meeting in Fairbanks just over the last week. I did participate there, yes.
And anything about that experience you want to bring to our attention, things you liked about it, things that you're still looking to learn about, and so forth?
Well, it was a nice learning experience for me. Kind of got my feet wet and discovered a lot about what the Big Game Commercial Service Board is all about. I also learned that we may have some financial matters that we have to take on. It's probably something I don't really understand, but maybe not be looking forward to too much. I enjoyed meeting the other members of the board, Tom Atkins and Karen Pauley included. I thought they both did a fine job during my experience with them.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Very good. Thank you. Further questions for Mr. Jones, board members, committee members? All right. Hearing none, we'll open public testimony. Is there anyone in the room or online that would wish to testify on the appointment of David Jones to the Big Game Commercial Services Board? Hearing none, we'll close public testimony. Any further comments from committee members? All right, hearing none, Mr. Jones, thank you very much for being available and talking with us today. We will go on now to the last appointee. This is Mr. Gene Peltola. He is on the line from the Bethel LIO. Mr. Peltola?
You're not seeing him there?
No one is there. All right.
Yeah. He was on. Did he go away?
Yeah. They were having some connection
problems. Oh, they were having connection problems.
Madam Chair, while we're waiting.
Yes.
I would just ask, and I guess you're the person to ask, for the other candidates, especially the new candidates, we got, I don't know if this is the standard form or not, but we got a standard form, what looks like a standard form for those candidates. And for Mr. Peltola, I just checked with the committee, and I got basically a paragraph.
Yes.
Are we, I guess I would.
My staff is informing me that that's what the governor's office sent forward.
Okay.
But I agree with you. You're right. With other appointees.
Yeah, it's just a very thin, we could walk him through the form when he gets on the line and just ask him to answer each question or whatever it takes. But I just, it struck me that that's a thin resume to work off.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any likelihood that he'll be getting on?
I'll ask for a break, but probably not if they're having connection errors.
Okay. All right. Let's take a brief at ease. Back on the record, we are at the point of interviewing Mr. Gene Peltola, but the connection to the Bethel LIO seems to be in limbo at the moment. So I'm welcoming Mr. Stacy to the board, to the testimony table. If you'd identify yourself for the record.
Madam Chair, my name is Thor Stacy, and I'm the lobbyist for the Alaska Professional Hunters Association. I feel comfortable in voicing the support of the Alaska Professional Hunters Association for Mr. Peltola. In general, rural Alaska is a very important, the most important component of our game resource, and having someone from the Bethel region that's known to our members and recommended makes me feel very comfortable. And we've had very good experience. Guides across the state have generally had very good, at least our members had very good experience in rural Alaska, so we'd be in strong support of Mr. Peltola.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stacy. Any committee members with questions for Mr. Stacy on his testimony? Senator Machicki.
It's not for a question, it's just a suggestion that.
Okay, well, if it's, we're, any, nothing for Mr. Stacy at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Stacy, for coming forward. Thanks.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So the question before the board is, do we wish to hold this appointee over until we can speak to him, or base our moving forward the appointment based on the recommendation of Mr. Stacy and the brief paragraph that we have? It is true that not all appointees come forward to speak on their own behalf to committees, so it isn't a mandatory requirement, but it's the comfort of the board. What is the wishes of the board? Senator Machicki, did you have a comment along those lines?
Well, I'd like to see at least an application that gives us some idea how he feels about his experience and employment history and whether or not he has feels he has any conflicts, just whether or not we do it here or before it goes to the next body. I think it's appropriate to ask for that.
Okay. Certainly reasonable. All right.
When do we meet again?
Well, we meet again on the next day, Wednesday. But what I'm going to do is cross his name off of this confirmation committee report. We can certainly fill out another report with his name on it if he's available in the future, and that way we can move forward these other three appointees, if that's all right with the rest of the committee. All right, that sounds great. So this concludes our discussion of the Big Game Commercial Services Board appointment. In accordance with AS 3905080, the Resources Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Big Game Commercial Services Board, James Tom Atkins, James David Jones, Karen Pauley. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. We will pass this document around for signing, and after we've done signing it, the meeting will adjourn. Our next meeting is Wednesday, and we will be revisiting Senate Bill 59, the Oil and Gas Exploration and Development Area Bill. It will be back before us, and if possible, Mr. Peltola will be present. So I will adjourn the meeting. The time is 4:24 p.m.